With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The University of Montana needs to cut 201 full-time jobs to make its expenses align with revenue due to declining enrollment. UM President Royce Engstrom made that announcement this afternoon, saying the university needs to be right-sized as the number of students has fallen significantly in the last 4 years.
Those targets will require reductions from our current staffing levels of 52 faculty lines and 149 non-faculty lines.
Engstrom said enrollment is down more than 4,000 students from a peak of more than 15,000 in 2011. He cited four reasons: increasing competition for students, a decline in the number of Montana high school students going on to college, quote, our ongoing visibility around the topic of sexual assault, and finally, the economic recession that sent a surge of students to campuses when jobs were scarce, with those students now leaving as jobs become more available.
So we are currently at approximately the same enrollment levels now as we were pre-recession.
Engstrom says several academic departments are targeted for staffing adjustments. They include journalism, anthropology, English, geography, liberal studies, art, political science, forestry management, and three programs at Missoula College. Engstrom invited faculty and staff to send him comments on his plan to reduce jobs by November 25th. He said any changes to the plans he released today will be announced by early January. You can find a copy of University of Montana President Royce Engstrom's remarks on our webpage, mtpr.org. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says refugees requesting settlement in Montana will be denied if there are safety concerns. The Democratic governor's comments follow last week's attacks in Paris. Governors across the U.S. have threatened to stop accepting Syrian refugees because of the attacks. Two former leaders of an online lending company have made a plea deal with federal prosecutors investigating corruption of the high-interest lender that's made millions for the Chippewa Cree tribe. Neil Rosette and Billy Ann Morissette agreed to plead guilty to charges in two indictments that they embezzled money, took bribes, and didn't pay federal income taxes. Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juneau, who recently announced her candidacy for Montana's U.S. House seat, confirms she had two DUI convictions in the 1980s. Juneau tells the Great Falls Tribune that she made poor choices but learned from her mistakes. Police in Havre have arrested an attempted homicide suspect who escaped while being transported through the city by Fort Belknap Indian Reservation police. Havre schools and other public buildings were placed on lockdown after 29-year-old Gabriel Arkinson escaped early this afternoon for about 90 minutes. State lawmakers failed to stop new rules that implement the state's dark money disclosure bill. Steve Jess reports that it all came down to one Democratic lawmaker changing his mind.
Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Motel drafted the rules for candidates and political groups to follow and rewrote some of them after critics said they were too vague. But a group of lawmakers led by Hamilton Republican Representative Nancy Balance said even the revised rules gave Motel too much leeway to label campaign spending as improper.
That kind of language is what opens us up to the interpretation of the commissioner to be able to bring these lawsuits forward that cost thousands of dollars for a candidate or a committee.
Balance urged the State Administration Committee to delay the rules still further, but Missoula Democratic Representative Bryce Bennett, who supported a delay in August, said Motel heard what critics were saying and made improvements.
And we've seen him respond to many, many comments and have brought new rules forward that addressed the concerns that I had with these rules.
A motion to delay the rules tied 4-4, so they'll go into effect as soon as they're published. The committee approved a separate motion to poll lawmakers on the legislative intent of the dark money bill, but that poll will have no effect unless the bill is challenged in court. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Missoula newspapers are reporting that an expert panel has determined a market value for the company that provides water to city residents. The panel says the value of Mountain Water is $88.6 million. The private company that owns Mountain Water had set its value at over $140 million. The city of Missoula had offered $65 million. The city initiated legal proceedings to buy Mountain Water through condemnation in May of 2014. The Helena Police Department has issued a missing endangered person advisory for Stephen Robbins, who has been missing from Helena since yesterday at 9 a.m. Robbins was diagnosed with schizophrenia and has diabetes. He does not have his medications with him. He purchased a bus ticket and is possibly en route to Seattle, Washington, but may get off the bus anywhere in Montana. Robbins is a 66-year-old white male, 6 feet 1 inches tall and 184 pounds, with blue eyes and white hair. He was last seen wearing a brown leather coat, baseball cap, and black jeans. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.